This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A judge has ordered the release of an updated autopsy of Elijah McClain. CPR led a lawsuit by multiple news organizations after the Adams County coroner denied the release last month. The autopsy had been amended following grand jury testimony, which is not public record. A Denver jury has found a man guilty of killing a woman who was walking her dog near Coors Field in 2020. 38-year-old Michael Close shot and killed Isabella Thallis with an AK-47 after a verbal argument. He also injured her boyfriend. Close was found guilty today of first-degree murder, 2 counts of attempted murder, and 2 counts of assault. The Colorado Department of Transportation says it has enough money to expand Interstate 25 near Longmont. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
For years, CDOT has been slowly adding new toll lanes on I-25, north from the Denver Metro and south from Fort Collins. But there's still one section near Longmont that's remained at 2 lanes. A new analysis now shows there will be enough toll revenue to pay for an expansion that adds a lane in both directions there. Business groups are cheering the move, though environmentalists warn that more highway expansions will make it harder for the state to meet its climate goals. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Xcel Energy customers will see higher energy bills starting next month. The increase is due to rising natural gas prices. State regulators voted yesterday to let Xcel pass those costs on to customers. An average household's monthly gas bill will go up by about $6. Right now in Vail, it's 57 degrees. This is CPR News.